Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about U.S. beef to China with Phil Tsang in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus and Leedy wants to invite you to their 13th annual production sale, featuring 90 spring two-year-old bulls bred to be tough and developed to last. These bulls have been parent verified and have genomically enhanced EPDs available. Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to their sale February 22nd at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. You can see the catalog online at www.quartermastercreek.com or call Mike at 580-445-8275. It's the Quartermaster Creek Angus Production Sale.
When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376. It still hasn't happened as of yet. We're talking about selling beef directly from the United States into the mainland Chinese marketplace. Phil Tsang, President and Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says it's been a slow process in dealing with the Chinese, and that is fairly typical of what they are all about.
We've talked before about the need for government-to-government negotiations with the Chinese to finally break down the barriers. When do we get there?
You know, this is a process that's been 13 years, you know, since the market was closed. And there's been some very close calls where it looked like we were going to make some progress. I think we're really emboldened by the fact that the Chinese publicly announced last year, at the end of last year, that they wanted to open up the market. What we're working on right now, of course, will be the terms of that opening. What are the terms of sale, if you will? Frankly, traceability looms very large. They want to make sure that we can do this traceback system, which we can do. And the U.S. government has already provided them information as far as our traceability. I think there's other questions that are out there that are not door stoppers from the standpoint that what happens if we have another case of BSE? What about chilled versus frozen? What about, for example, eligible products for China? So there's a few things that need to be worked out, but I think they're all very, very possible. And I think the fact that the Chinese have given us the green light, more or less, to negotiate, I think that's very encouraging because we haven't had that in the past. So hopefully with the new administration and hopefully with the team that we have in place already and the new people that will be on the team, they will continue to carry that momentum forward.
Phil Tsang alluded to one of the big issues that we've been dealing with the Chinese about, and that's the issue of traceability. Phil Tsang believes we can deliver what they want.
I think we have it right now. There's a couple of things here. From a marketing standpoint or an exporting standpoint, we have these export verification programs that allow for us, and we've been doing this with Japan, we did this with Korea, to basically, the producers would enlist in a program, their products would be eligible, or China eligible, or Japan eligible, or Korea eligible. We do it with Europe. That was probably the first one with the NHTC program. So we have, from the standpoint of marketing and exporting the product, the ability to do this, and that's what we're proposing to the Chinese. It'd be a voluntary program that would go forward, but there would be 100% traceability. Any product that you're receiving would be from that program. I think on the other side of this, from the animal health standpoint, if there's foreign animal disease, the ability to trace back, this is something else. It's more of a production and a producer issue, so I'd leave that to the producer groups. But as far as the export side of it, I think we have enough in place with our EV programs to give assurances to our valued customers internationally that we can trace back and with our bookend system.
You mentioned Europe. It seems that we continue to have our challenges with them over our never ever beef and what they're, you know, what they're allowing us to move into that market as far as our share of quota. You know, they've really been a contentious market to deal with, haven't they?
It's been difficult. I think the Europeans, the bureaucracy in Europe is enormous, and it's been very difficult for us to penetrate. We know there's demand in that market. There's 500 million consumers or more that want to buy our product, that they have an appreciation for good beef, for good meat. We have a very small portion of that. When we did the 2009 agreement, where we had duty-free access as a result of the hormone ban, and so when we won two times in the World Trade Organization, that case, so this was a way of working back to the retaliation issue. But frankly, the Europeans haven't enforced that agreement to the degree, especially the grain feeding stipulations within that agreement. So all of a sudden, we're seeing a tremendous amount of product coming in from Uruguay, from Argentina, you know, from Australia, from other areas. And it really was intended really as an opportunity for Canada and also the United States. And so I think as our share has gone down, these other people from the different hemispheres have been involved. At a certain point in time, we have to say, hey, wait a minute, this is not working. This was intended for the U.S. and Canada, and that's where we are right now. But I think the Europeans have the message. I think they know that we're serious about this. And so hopefully this year we will hopefully see some progress because, as you know, when you commit to do the European market, you're committing before that calf is basically dropped on the ground or right when he is dropped on the ground. That's a long process before you have product that's in Europe that can be delivered. So there's a commitment with their traceability system and everything that goes through there. So what we need is a little bit more predictability coming out of Europe and the fact that when we have a certain amount of quota, we have that guaranteed and then we can ship within those confines because we have the producers that are willing to do it. We have the product that they want. It's just a question of getting it right.
The Meat Export Federation's Phil Tsang. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
In the market for a bull? Well, then make plans to attend Blackjack Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 4th, featuring guests Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms. Come bid on 85 Angus and Sim Angus bulls, ages ranging from 18 months to spring yearlings, all semen tested and fully guaranteed. Sale books mailed on request and online at www.mcsauction.com. The sale starts at noon on the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. For more information, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.